Good morning, Jay. My name is Gary Quenville. I'm the regional executive for upstate New York for KeyBank.
KeyBank's Gary Quenville stopped by our WBFO studios just as his bank finishes the final steps of adding thousands of new customers from the merger with First Niagara.
Very busy week. This week has been. We've already started to convert the First Niagara ATMs. So it's possible your listeners could have seen some of the First Niagara ATMs out of service temporarily and then brought back up as KeyBank ATMs throughout the week and throughout the weekend. That's a temporary situation. Those clients, if it's an immediate need, can go to another First Niagara branch or KeyBank branch and use ATMs free of charge. Hopefully limit the inconvenience to clients.
Gary Quenville touched on a number of customer-related subjects, things like First Niagara checking accounts to online bill pay services. You can hear those answers and that full conversation at WBFO.org. Another site for specific answers, meetkeybank.com. To smooth out what could be a question-filled transition, both the First Niagara and KeyBank call centers will be open, boosted by an additional 300 employees. Quenville says the intention is to make the switch as smooth as possible.
So there's not a lot that the client really needs to do throughout the weekend other than be aware that the First Niagara branches will be closed starting at 3 o'clock on Friday. All the First Niagara branches will close, and they will not reopen until Tuesday morning, and they'll reopen as KeyBank branches. We'll start to convert the accounts Friday night and then throughout the weekend and be ready to go on Tuesday morning.
It's been a tough decade for the image of financial institutions and banks, for sure. And most recently, we have this story coming out of Wells Fargo, this image of a culture that's pushing these employees to do almost unethical things. And I guess bringing it back to KeyBank and the consumer, what is your advice to a consumer who's looking for a bank? What should they, how can they sort through all of these elements to make a decision for themselves that's best?
So a good question. Bank services and products almost become a commodity in some cases. So in many cases, it boils down to ease, value, expertise, convenience. From a key perspective, we're a regional bank, bigger than what First Niagara was, but a regional bank, not a money center bank. We shared very common values as banks. It's really a focus primarily on communities, on the client, and on the employees. And so what we've tried to do is stay very focused on that, not only historically, but through the integration.
You know, it's a great opportunity, and thank you for this, to talk to somebody at your level in the banking industry. And again, back to this whole image of the financial industry in recent years, as you see it, as you see the landscape, I'm curious if you see changes that are needed, whether they're regulatory changes or just philosophical changes.
Mm-hmm. Key has always endorsed supporting our regulatory environment. There are, you know, certain policies and practices that, number one, we have to comply with, but we also think they're good business, right? And so this regulatory environment really is, you know, we understand that that's built around sustainability, creating a healthy and strong bank. We're very proud as a bank that we have a very strong capital position. And frankly, that's what's allowed us to engage in the merger with First Niagara to begin with. And it's part of this regulatory environment that helped us to create that capital position.
Gary Quenville of KeyBank, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.